episode 4, is titled Departmentalization of CAF. On September 1, 2011, CAF became the Department of Afro-American and African Studies, DAS. The transition to a full-fledged academic department began in the late 1990s, when CAF was given enhanced program status, enabling it to serve as an equal partner with other departments in tenure cases, as well as to make 100% tenure-track faculty appointments. Thus, enhanced program status enabled CAF to function as a full department in all but actual name. One of the arguments against departmental status was the assumption that if CAF were able to make 100% faculty appointments, this would isolate CAF from other LSA units. From this perspective, the strategy of building the unit through joint appointment was viewed as the surest means of integrating CAF into the mainstream of the university, ensuring the excellence of its core faculty, and creating the conditions for continued expansion. By 2011, however, a consensus had been reached that a move to departmental status would signal the permanence of Afro-American and African studies within the University of Michigan College of Literature, Science, and the Art, and would therefore send a powerful message of support to constituencies both within and beyond the university. As Angela Dillard, Professor Afro-American and African Studies, and former director of CAF, noted at the time, this is more than just a symbolic gesture or mere name change. Rather, it is the culmination of a long process and a change for which generations of students, faculty, administrators, and alums have been pressing. It's a coming of age and a vote of confidence. Moreover, in supporting a move to departmental status for CAF, the University of Michigan would signal anew to the academy at large its willingness to compete with such institutions as Yale, Northwestern, Brown, and Princeton, all of which have taken well-publicized steps in recent years towards strengthening their Africana studies programs. The departmental status conferred on the center represented autonomy and institutional regard, as well as intellectual respect for Africana studies.